Good morning, pet. I have an extra special present for you today. Make yourself decent, kneel at the foot of my bed. Look how far you've come. A few months ago, I would have had to force you to your knees. But look at you now, so obedient and desperate to please. The world deserves to see what a good girl you are for me. As much as I relish your obedience, it would be a shame to keep it all to myself. Yes, your mistress is running some very important business, and nothing makes men weak like a pretty little distraction. They'll be so busy staring at your perfect body, they won't even notice it's a terrible deal. Don't get upset, pet. They won't lay a finger on you. I promise if anyone does, they won't have fingers for much longer. All you need to do is sit and look pretty like you always do. Now, is that worth all these fucking tears? I didn't think so. I even bought you a lovely present at our last dock. Now, much as I'd like to carry you on a piece of rope like a common whore, you do deserve better. People need to know that you're owned. We can't have anyone ruining my precious property now, can we? Look, isn't it pretty? Your very own collar and leash, so I can take you with me wherever I go. Isn't that lovely? Say thank you. Smile and say it again. You look so cute with tears running down your face. I think my customer would appreciate it even more if you were bruised for me. We both know begging is pointless, but I do want to hear it. Ah, you are fucking perfect. You are a perfect pet, aren't you? There's a smile. You love pleasing me, don't you? So, are you going to come with me and be a very good girl? Sit and look perfect just as you are? Good. Now, of course you're going to, but I wasn't joking about the bruises. We've got a while before we pull into the dock, and by then you'll just be a perfect mess for me. Bend over my desk, legs apart. Oh, I have seen this view more times than I can count now. And still, you're the most beautiful creature I've ever laid eyes on. Oh, so many fun tools. So many to pick from. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ooh, a cane! It must be your lucky day. Or my lucky day. You could barely walk the first time I spanked you. A few slaps and you were sobbing. Now look at you. Your hips grinding back. Your body practically begging for my punishment. You've even started trying to provoke me, haven't you? Flirting with Smith, letting your shirt strap accidentally fall. Are you really so desperate to feel me hurt you? Well, I'll take that moan as a resounding yes. I bet your little pussy is on fire, waiting to be exposed in front of the whole town. What a little slut. I bet you'd love it if I did this in front of everyone. Make you cry and drip with every strike. You're only getting wetter for me. It's adorable. Oh, darling, we're far past the point of you pretending you don't love every second that I fuck you. If I slide my fingers across your beautiful cunt, I think your juices tell me your real thoughts. You can't even stop your hips from bucking toward my fingers, you're so desperate. Much as I'd love for you to come all over my fingers, you're so red and feverish when you're worked up. Whine away. It's not going to make me let you come. Tell me, have you ever had your tight ass fucked before? No? Well, isn't that delightful? I suppose that means I'll have to change that. How about a little bet? If you can come from me fucking your ass, I'll rent a whore from the brothel to use as my eye candy today. What do you say? That's what I like to hear. Come sit on my lap. Lick my fingers. Get them nice and wet for me, sweetheart. The wetter you get, the less it'll hurt. Good girl. So eager to obey and please. Or are you just that desperate? From the look in your eyes, I'd say the latter. Now, you're going to be a good girl and ride my fingers. This might hurt a little, but I promise it'll feel very good soon. Are you ready? Not that it matters. Oh, now that was adorable. Are you really desperate enough to think that you're moaning from my fingers violating your virgin ass? Are you really desperate enough to think that you just moaning is going to stop my fingers from violating your virgin ass? I think you're more than desperate enough. Now, I'm going to give you a minute to come. I don't have to remind you of the consequences if you don't, do I? Very good. Your minute begins now. Look at you desperately grinding against me. Look at me, pet. You know I love to see your beautiful face. That's 10 seconds. Maybe I will get to show you off after all. Wouldn't you like that? Deep down, you know you want the world to see what a dumb little pet you are for me. Only 30 seconds, make them count. Such a slut. It didn't take you a moment to start moaning from your ass being fucked. That's it. I know you love this. 25 seconds. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you're trying to be exposed. 10 seconds. Tick-tock. I know I'm cruel, but you could come if you really wanted to. Oh, pet. How very, very unfortunate. Your minute's long gone. Those puppy eyes of yours aren't going to change my mind, you know. But I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. I don't want anyone else touching you. Because you're my pet, nobody else's. Isn't that right? Of course it is, because as much as I'll enjoy showing you off, you're mine. nobody else gets to lay a finger on you. And so as not to give people the wrong impression, I think a few little marks will get the point across. I can feel your pulse racing while I kiss your neck. I'd believe it was fear if I didn't know my pet any better. Because you know you're mine. All mine. No grinding against my leg, pet. You're so cute when you're desperate. You can't help it, can you? All you can do with that throbbing cunt of yours is try to hump me like the little bitch in heat I know you are. Can you hear that chatter? We're almost there. Now, I think it's time you try your gift. Kneel for me. Is that too tight? Perfect. Now let me clip you onto this leash. Aren't you a sight like this? Now that's all you have to do. Kneel at my feet and look this perfect. Are you ready? No? Wonderful. Why are you standing up? You didn't seriously think you had the privilege to walk, did you? Now that is adorable. Get on your hands and knees like a good girl. Now, let's go. You're not to say a word. Understood? Oh, you're already gathering attention. It's quite a rare girl who isn't available for a price that shows up in these parts. You can feel their eyes on you, can't you? The things they do to a girl like you if left to their own devices. So, keep up. I don't care if the floor is rough, I said keep the fuck up. Do you want me to fuck you right here? Have all these strange men watch as you come all over my fingers? No? Then keep the fuck up. Much better. We wouldn't want to be late for our meeting now, would we? My, it's been far too long since I've seen your face. Must have been... Oh, yes. That attack on the French. A wonderful night from what I recall. Come here, pet. Kneel next to me. Oh, her? My newest pet project. She's coming along quite well. Your crew will be very disappointed to know she's only for me. Selfish of me, gentlemen, I know. Now, my proposal is simple. We've laid our hands on some very valuable assets. You get first picks on weapons and 35% of the cut, and you smuggle them in. Lazy? You know my head would be on a spike faster than you could say halt. 35% is more than fair. What would sweeten the deal? If any of you tries to lay one fucking finger on her, this whole room is dead. However, I think we could come to some kind of agreement. Pet, come and say hello. You don't want to be rude now, do you? Good girl. I told you she was coming along well. Now smile. It's impolite to scowl at my friends. Now, you're lucky it's just me giving you orders. My last slave wasn't so fortunate. She got to demonstrate her training to all the men in this room. There's a smile. Isn't she pretty? Now, since you gentlemen can look but not touch, I say my pet should put on a show for you all. Do not fuck this up for me. She spent the whole journey here begging for release. Should we give it to her? Come now, no need to be shy. You know I like to show off my possessions. Come now, sit on my lap. You know what to do. You were pleading with me to let you earlier, so why not now, Lift your head up. They deserve to see that pretty face. Now do what you do best and ride my thigh, pet. Now. See, I told you she was getting obedient. A little training, a few nights on the cold deck, and she's coming along well. That's it. You know what to do, don't you? This is your usual place, Yes, that's it, pet. She gets so hot and bothered so quickly. Simply adorable. Yes, I've found her in a village. Untouched, unsoiled, and blissfully unaware. Now look at her. Just a month ago, a pure little girl. Now, my pretty little property. She gets even wetter when she's humiliated, you know. And see her juices dripping down my leg? Such a whore. She'd probably be just as wet if she was in a brothel. Now, pet, look at my friends. Ask for their permission to embarrass yourself. To come for their entertainment. Very sweet. Do you think we should let her? Oh, you're going to have to ask them a lot better than that. Why don't you repeat after me? Please let my desperate pussy come for you. Good. Let me prove what a filthy pet I am, getting off on you watching me. Let me come and lose my mind for you. Please, I'm a desperate pet who needs approval. I think that was better. What do you think? Good, good. Now, do what you were made for and come all down my leg. Make sure you say thank you as you do. Good girl. Good girl. So pretty, even as you lose your sanity for us. What a precious little pet I've found. Say thank you again. Mean it this time. Much better. Now, you just sit here in the wet spot for a while. All right, gentlemen. Back to business.